Now, before he finishes dressing, it is time for penance. He goes to another stack of cabinets and rolls out the second drawer. He thumbs rapidly through the bound ledgers there, passing those from late 1982, then thumbing through those from this year, January through April, May through June, July, August. He always feels compelled to write more in the summer. September through October, and at last the current volume, November through December. He sits at his desk, opens the ledger, and flicks rapidly through pages of densely packed writing. There are small variations in the writing, but the essence is always the same. I am heartily sorry. He only writes for 10 minutes or so this morning, pen scratching busily, sticking to the basic fact of the matter. I am heartily sorry. He has, to the best of his reckoning, written this over 2 million times, and is just getting started. Confession would be quicker, but he is willing to take the long way around. He finishes for today, and puts the current ledger back between those finished and all those yet to be filled. Then he returns to the stack of file cabinets, which serve as his chest of drawers. As he opens the one above his socks and skivvies, he begins to hum under his breath, not, "Do you hear what I hear?" but "The Doors," the one about how the day destroys the night divides the day. He slips on a plain blue chambray shirt, then a pair of fatigue pants. He rolls this middle drawer back in and opens the top one. Here there is a scrapbook and a pair of boots. He takes the scrapbook out and looks at its red leather cover for a moment. The word "Memories" is stamped on the front in flaking gold. It's a cheap thing, this book. He could afford better, but you don't always have a right to what you can afford. In the summer, he writes more sorries, but memory seems to sleep. It is in winter, especially around Christmas, that memory awakens. Then he wants to look in this book, which is full of clippings and photos where everyone looks impossibly young. Today, he puts the scrapbook back into the drawer unopened and takes out the boots. They are polished to a high sheen and look as if they might last until the trump of judgment, maybe even longer. They aren't standard army issue, not these. These are jump boots, 101st Airborne stuff. But that's all right. He isn't actually trying to dress like a soldier. If he wanted to dress like a soldier, he would. Still, there is no more reason to look sloppy than there is to allow dust to collect in the pass-through, and he's careful about the way he dresses. He does not tuck his pants into his boots, of course. He is headed for Fifth Avenue in December, not the Mekong in August. Snakes and poppy bugs are not apt to be a problem. But he intends to look squared away. Looking good is as important to him as it is to Bill, maybe even more important. Respecting one's work and one's field begins, after all, with respecting oneself.